Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. We welcome in from Westwood One, from inside U.S. Bank Stadium at field level, Ed Werder joining us on Patriots Preview. Hi, Ed.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Does it feel like Super Bowl Sunday yet? Crowd seems to be making their way in. I know there are players on the field. There are, you know, things picking up inside the stadium.
Yeah, it really does. You can feel sort of the excitement building here. You know, both the teams have been seen on the video screens arriving. We've seen Tom Brady get off the bus and walk to the locker room on the video screen. We actually have seen Bill Belichick and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels have been out here inside the stadium. Belichick walking the field with his son, Steven, who's one of the assistant coaches, as you know, and then Josh McDaniels over visiting with his family.
Ed, when you look at this matchup between these two teams, I think the key thing for Philadelphia is probably winning on the offensive and defensive lines. How do you see that matchup playing out in this game with the Patriots offensive line against that Eagles defensive line and then the Patriots defensive line against the Eagles offensive line?
Well, I think the Patriots offensive line in large measure is going to depend on Nate Solder, their left tackle, being able really to block Vinnie Curry and Derek Barnett without help on the right defensive end position from Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia, you know, they're a team that thrives on their defensive front four. They create a lot of pressure. And the unique thing about them is they've got seven defensive linemen that have played 400 or more snaps this year. So they like to rotate people in and keep them fresh. And so the Patriots are going to try and help the other side of the line because they're more concerned about their matchups with Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. And I think I would look for the Patriots to come out and try to run some up-tempo to prevent the Eagles from substituting on defense and to try to run a lot of plays and start to try to make fatigue a factor for that defense at some point.
Ed, we've seen Nick Foles have quite the run here in the playoffs, and obviously in the NFC Championship game he shined. Which version of Nick Foles do we get in this game, and how does he contribute to a potential win for the Eagles?
Well, you know, if I'm the Patriots and I'm Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia, I'm actually kind of glad I saw the Eagles do what they did in that NFC Championship game to a really good Vikings defense in that, okay, now I don't have to worry about my guys disrespecting the Eagles quarterback and passing game. You know, we know if we play certain coverages that they can be aggressive and that they can win down the field. So now that they've seen that on tape, I would assume they've taken measures to prevent that from happening. I think one of the really smart things that the Eagles have done coming into this game is, you know, during the bye week, they were coming off games against the Raiders and Cowboys in which they scored a total of 10 points. And they didn't like the way Foles was playing. They went to him and they said, go back in your history and through our playbook and find 20 or 25 things that you're really comfortable with. And let's try and incorporate some of those things so you can play more reactive football. And we've seen what he's done in the playoffs. He's gone back-to-back, completing 75% of his passes, the first quarterback since Joe Montana to do that. And so it was really smart thinking in that way. They've tried to limit the number of formations and shifts and so forth so that he can get a better look at the defense and feel more comfortable. He knows what he's going to get once the ball's in his hands. And, you know, that's just smart thinking, I think, on the part of an organization with the Eagles. It's really quarterback-centric in that Doug Peterson was a career backup, the head coach, and then the offensive coordinator, Frank Reich, a career backup. So they can really have a good understanding of what Nick Foles is going through and how they can help him.
Along those lines, Ed, how important are the RPOs, the run-pass option plays, to this Eagles offense, and what's the best way to defend that if you're the Patriots?
Well, I think they've had a lot of success with that throughout the course of the season. But it's really only a small part of what they do. And, yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the challenges, I think, that the Patriots faced with Blake Bortles, and they basically eliminated him as a rusher. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that if I were the Eagles or the Patriots, because the Eagles are really not in a position in this game to risk their quarterback any more than necessary, because the next guy's Nate Sudfeld, who only played the second half of Week 17. I wouldn't want him in this game if I were them.
And in the 30 seconds we have left, do you think there's any chance this is Bill Belichick or Tom Brady's last game with the Patriots?
Well, I'll say this. We know that regardless of the result, that there's going to be change in New England, because at the very least we expect the offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels and the defensive coordinator Matt Patricia to move on and take head coaching jobs. I've never gotten a good explanation for the Jimmy Garoppolo trade as far as why the Patriots, who believe in getting value for their players and not making decisions that risk or damage the franchise, decided to make a trade that the coaching staff was opposed to. And so for that reason, I'm going to leave open the possibility that something unexpected happens after this game. I don't mean that Tom Brady's going to retire when he gets to the podium, or that Bill Belichick's going to resign when he gets to the podium, but I think something unexpected involving one of those two principals could occur sometime this offseason.
Ed, appreciate
the
time. I wouldn't
eliminate the possibility. Okay, thanks,
okay.
Guys.
Wow. Ed Roeder from Westwood One. He'll be a part of the national broadcast and national coverage of tonight's Super Bowl 52 between the Patriots and Eagles. He's not ruling out something.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, this is interesting. It's building a little bit. You know, you're getting both sides of it.
This portion of Patriots Preview, sponsored by Bud Light. Raise one, two right now. And that sort of puts everything in a unique spot, Chris, heading into this game tonight. We've never really had these types of questions about this team and this head coach and this quarterback before a huge game like this. Not in this era.
No,
not
I
with
mean,
these two guys.
No, I mean, we really have not. I mean, not to this degree. I mean, it's not something that built up really during the week. There was no gate to deal with for the Patriots. But now you have the specter of, is Bill Belichick or Tom Brady going to walk away after this game, suddenly building up on game day?
This hour of Patriots pregame brought to you by AT&T, the wireless choice of Gil Santos and the exclusive wireless partner of the 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network, AT&T, wireless and DirecTV, AT&T, entertainment your way.